Welcome to Healing Hearts Private Podcast Community. I'm your host, Shelby Frederick, also known as Lady Jules, inviting you on a transformative journey of healing wounds, elevating minds, and affirming purpose. Together, we'll restore hope, tap into our treasures, and share our unique stories in a safe and supportive environment. Connect with like-minded women and flourish in your God-given potential. It's time to heal, grow, and shine. So are you ready to heal your heart?
Good day. I want to welcome you to another episode of Healing Hearts, where I am your host, Shelby Frederick, also known as Lady Jules. We are delighted to have you back for another episode in our Healing Hearts private podcast series. We are going to jump right into what we are going to be talking about on today. And we're going to take a look at some meditation techniques for self-care and stress relief. You know, it becomes very important. We live in a very fast-paced society. Time doesn't seem to be on our side. Stress is an inevitable part of all of our lives. But one of the techniques that I often use and employ in my own personal life and that I teach my clients is about meditation and how there's so much wisdom when you couple that meditation with the Word of God and just looking at what the Word says about meditation. We can learn to manage our stress effectively by cultivating the inner peace and emotional resilience simply by not only just learning about it, but actually applying it and doing it in our daily lives. And so this is the essence of what we're talking about, elevating minds in the E, in the hearts, the healing hearts, and what that stands for. We are in our elevating minds segment of our podcast series. And so, or what I also call just our emotional wellness model. So finding moments of peace. When was the last time that you just took some time for yourself? And it was nice. It was you had a sense of tranquility. You felt like, wow, I really need to do this more often. This is something with what we want to do. I want to drive us to that place and to that destination of where it's not just a dream. Well, I wish I could relax. I wish I could find time for myself. Just like anything else, we have to make ourselves a priority. And I'm not talking about in a selfish way, but in a selfless way, to know that we cannot pour from an empty cup, to know that it is okay for us to take some time and to refresh and restore, to reset, to rejuvenate ourselves. And so it does not have to be a dream. So this is where meditation can come in at. Again, this is a powerful practice that allows us to quiet our mind, to cultivate inner stillness within, and to connect with our spirit man. When we draw inspiration from the scripture and we take a look at a lot of the timeless wisdom that we delve into this transformative power of meditation, and we use it to guide us on a journey toward greater emotional wellness or greater emotional well-being, resilience, and even a deeper relationship with God. So whether you are new to meditation or you are seeking to deepen your practice, you know, this podcast is going to be a valuable resource for you in incorporating biblical principles into your self-care routine. So how can we practice meditation on God's word for stress relief? Well, I'm glad that you asked, because we are getting ready to take a journey where we are going to discover some serenity that arises from the practice of meditation. Now, when we look at the foundation of meditation, Psalm 94:19 says that in the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. So this particular scripture reminds us that finding peace among our thoughts is possible, and that meditation is one way for us to achieve this. Meditation in a biblical context involves deeply pondering God's word and seeking his guidance. It is more than just clearing out our minds and just emptying out ourselves. It is literally filling our mind and filling ourselves with his truth. And the Bible is full of many examples of meditation. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, it says, "This book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night." And so meditation, it keeps God's word at the forefront of our minds, bringing us into a closer relationship with him and providing us with wisdom, comfort, and guidance. So again, when I talked about our emotional wellness model, meditation in the Healing Hearts wellness model, it means elevating our minds. So again, this meditation, it plays a pivotal part of the process when we talk about elevating our minds with our model. The beauty of meditation lies in its ability to connect our hearts, our minds, and our spirits in a singular focus. Let me say that again. The beauty of meditation lies in its ability to connect our hearts, our minds, and our spirits in a singular focus. And what begins to happen is that we begin to nurture a deeper relationship with God. As Philippians 4 and 8 tells us, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of our praise," it says what? It says to think on these things. Think about all those things. And so meditation literally allows us to heed to this call, focusing our minds on God's truth, his love, his grace, our previous testimonies, the testimonies of others. This allows us to focus our mind in on those truths. And it not only relieves stress, but it cultivates an emotional resilience by helping us to form a habit of habitually and intentionally centering our thoughts on God's promises. So we have to train our minds. We have to train our minds to dwell on his word. When we talk about dwelling someplace, that means that that's a place where we live. That's a place where we camp out, right? And so when we dwell and we teach our minds and we train our minds to dwell on his word, this is how we begin to nurture a spirit of hope and peace and emotional strength that rises above the trials that we face. So the transformational power of meditation, it truly elevates the mind to higher levels of awareness, clarity, and peace. So through consistent meditation, the mind becomes more focused and attentive, and it allows us to tap into the present moment with a heightened awareness of what? His spirit, his love, his joy, his peace, his comfort. It's in that place. And so as we cultivate a state of mindfulness, we develop the ability to observe our thoughts and our emotions without attachment or judgment. One of the first things that we always like to do is whenever our emotional state has been compromised by stressful situations, the first thing that we want to do, or we kind of tend to turn to, is a judgment, judging ourselves. But I want to encourage you today that use this mindfulness to develop your ability to observe your thoughts and your emotions, but don't judge yourself for it. It is this shift in perspective that enables us to navigate life's challenges with greater resilience. And not only just a greater resilience, but an inner calm and an inner peace. So with regular practice, meditation enhances our cognitive abilities. It improves our concentration. It improves our memory. It improves our problem-solving skills. And so meditation, it opens us up to doors of creativity and intuitive insights, or a greater discernment. And this here, again, it expands our capacity for innovative thinking and deeper understanding. So when we are talking about meditation, it is literally fostering emotional well-being by promoting self-regulation and reducing stress, anxiety, and negative thought patterns. And when I talk about self-regulation, I am not talking about operating from a place apart from Holy Spirit. We follow the leading of Holy Spirit. So it's not from a place of you're just depending on yourself. No, this type of meditation from a biblical context is all about partnering with Holy Spirit, following Holy Spirit's lead, and allowing Holy Spirit to be the guide. So as our mind becomes elevated through meditation, we now begin to experience, again, this sense of inner peace and connectedness. And you can also see the spiritual growth. So we are able to cultivate a deeper relationship with ourselves, a deeper relationship with others, and a deeper relationship with God, a deeper relationship with Jesus, a deeper relationship with Holy Spirit. And what we do is, as we are developing and we are getting deeper in Him, that we now begin to embrace the full potential of our minds, and we experience with a greater clarity and serenity, life. We see it greater. We see it bigger. We begin to dream. We begin to just get into this place and space of living in the realm of all things are possible. My goodness. So let's take a look at how do we integrate. If you've been following along the podcast or even my channel, we have been talking for the past couple of years about the eight dimensions of wellness. So how do we integrate mindfulness into the eight dimension of wellness? It actually is a seamless integration. And again, it helps to contribute to our overall well-being and balance. So let's go through them. In the physical dimension, meditation, it reduces stress, it lowers our blood pressure, and it improves sleep quality, promoting optimal physical health. Emotionally, meditation cultivates mindfulness and self-awareness. And that is what allows us to manage our emotions effectively and to foster emotional resilience. In the social dimension, meditation, it enhances our ability to empathize or to have compassion. It helps us to connect with others on a deeper level and to build meaningful relationships. Spiritually, meditation deepens our connection with God, leading to, again, spiritual growth, inner peace, and a sense of purpose. Intellectually, meditation improves focus, concentration, and cognitive abilities, enhancing our mental clarity and our decision making. Occupationally, meditation, it promotes that work-life balance. Now, I have a thing about work-life balance. Again, nothing that I talk about on this channel or that you see me ministering is ever done apart from Holy Spirit. So the only way that you can have any type of work-life balance is to follow the leading of Holy Spirit, to be sensitive to what Holy Spirit is speaking to you. When Holy Spirit says that you don't need to work on that project right now, that I may need you to do something else, or I need for you to take a moment of rest, that becomes our balancer right there. There is no work-life balance apart from Holy Spirit. Okay, so I wanted to say that. So again, occupationally, meditation, it promotes work-life balance, it reduces burnout, and it increases productivity. That sounds like someone who is partnering with Holy Spirit. Our next one is going to be financially. Financially, meditation, it reduces stress-related spending, and it encourages mindful financial habits. And finally, in the environmental dimension, meditation helps to develop a greater clarity or greater appreciation for nature, fostering a sense of environmental responsibility. So, with its multifaceted benefits, meditation is a powerful tool that nourishes all aspects of our well-being, allowing us to thrive in each dimension of life. So let's get into the self-care and meditation. Self-care. Self-care is critical. Everybody needs to practice self-care. And I hope that you are practicing self-care on a regular basis, because it is a critical aspect to maintaining our emotional, our spiritual, and our physical well-being. And not only just those, but our whole 8 dimensions of wellness. It becomes important, as we just discovered. So meditation, it exercises and it serves as a powerful tool in assisting us. So from a biblical perspective, these exercises that I'm getting ready to share with you, they often involve focusing our thoughts and our hearts. So thoughts and hearts on God's word and his promises. So the first one would be scripture meditation. This involves choosing a specific Bible verse or a passage and focusing on it intently by reciting, reflecting on the meaning, looking up what some of those key words are, and then applying it to your personal situation. When you do that, you are engaging your mind and your heart actively in the word of God. Now, the second one is breath prayer. And I know you're probably wondering, Shelby, what is breath prayer? Well, breath prayer is a form of prayerful meditation, and it involves pairing a simple prayer or a Bible verse with our breathing. So as you inhale, silently say the first half of the prayer or the first half of the verse. And then as you exhale, say the second half. As you begin to do this, this can create a soothing rhythm that actually helps to calm the mind. So it could be something as, something just as simple as that, breath prayer, where you are literally ingesting or inhaling the living word of God. It's so very powerful. So very powerful. The third one would be guided Christian meditation. Now, this practice involves listening to a recorded meditation that might include scriptures, reflections, prayer, or even worship music. Sometimes people call it soaking, you know, soaking in the word. Or soaking meditation, soaking worship. This is another great way to focus the mind if you find your mind wandering. Okay. And then the last one is going to be mindful walks. Walking meditation combines physical activity with spiritual mindfulness. So as you are walking, you are focusing each step in your surroundings, and you are offering your prayers of gratitude to God for his creation. I do this often whenever I am walking out in my community. I have my earbuds on. I generally have some type of worship music or a playlist that is playing, and I'm just I'm worshiping. I'm praying as certain prayers may come upon me, drop in my spirit as I'm walking past people's homes, or I may walk past another person who may be out walking or jogging, whatever the instance may be. I am intentional about engaging in prayer during that time. So mindful walks also are a great asset. Now, I want to go back to something because I believe that is very important. When I talk about meditation and mindfulness from a biblical perspective, it's not about emptying your mind, but it is about filling your mind with the truths of God's word and his love for us. So, out of the four methods that I just shared with you, choose a method that is going to work for you. Choose a method that best suits your personal needs and where you are spiritually. Each method offers its unique benefits, and they can contribute again to stress relief, emotional healing, and spiritual growth. The practice of meditation, you know, again, it can significantly even contribute to the healing process, because it offers a way for us to silence all of the clamor and all of the noise from the external world. And it helps us to tune in to the internal one, providing a space for self-reflection, understanding, and growth. So in the context of healing, meditation, it enables us to create a calm and focused space where we can address our emotional and our psychological needs. Oftentimes bring into light, during those times, you bring into light the areas of your lives that need attention and care, the area of your heart, you know, that may be instead need of meeting, you know. So focusing on a scripture can help us to absorb all of the divine truths of God's word, to absorb his promises and his guidance, and it begins to facilitate spiritual healing and transformation. And so when you think about also the physiological benefits, it helps to reduce stress. It enhances our immune response. It improves our sleep. So it is a vital component of physical healing and overall well-being and wholeness. When we incorporate meditation into our self-care routine, we are allowing ourselves a profound rest, not just physically, but emotionally. And this is what helps us to foster that resilience and emotional stability, and also that overall sense of peace. So this integration of spiritual, mental, and physical healing, it underscores the comprehensive nature of meditation as a self-care technique. So as we are quieting our minds and we are focusing on God's word, we are reminded of the sacrifice that Jesus paid for us, that he bought and he purchased for us with his life. We now reconnect our inner selves with Holy Spirit, and we catalyze a holistic healing process that can lead to profound personal transformation. Now, for those of you who may have never Maybe you've never meditated before. So I want to give you just a simple process that I use. And this can vary from person to person. So use this as a general outline, but by all means, make it your own. So the first thing that you want to do is you want to prepare, make preparation, find a quiet and a comfortable space where you can either sit or you can lie down. And you want to close your eyes and begin to take a few deep breaths to relax your body and your mind. The second thing is you want to focus on an object It could be such as focus on your breathing, focusing on a scripture or an affirmation, focus on a visual image. You want to direct your attention to this chosen object and allowing all other thoughts and all of the other distractions to fade into the background. Number three is awareness. With awareness, you want to continue to focus as you are breathing. Focus on that scripture. Focus on that visual, whatever that object is. You know, just begin to focus. So awareness. As you continue to focus, you are going to begin to observe your thoughts. You're going to observe the sensations. It may be a feeling that you feel. It may be your emotions that may arise. And I believe that I talked about this earlier, is that whenever our emotions arise, allow them to arise without judgment or without attaching yourself to that emotion. You simply want to acknowledge your emotions, and then let them go. Let them pass. And then you return your attention to your chosen object of focus. Number four is stillness. As you are practicing your focus in observing, you may gradually experience moments of stillness and inner quiet. It is these moments of stillness in that vary in duration. It could be a short, period of stillness. It could be long. It could be little intensity or greater intensity, but you want to allow for a deeper connection with yourself, with Holy Spirit, and to feel that sense of peace and that sense of calm. The next one is clarity. With regular practice, meditation can help to cultivate mental clarity and a greater awareness of the present moment. This helps you to gain insight and again, intuition or discernment and a deeper understanding of yourself, your experiences, and Holy Spirit. And the last one is expanded awareness. Expanded awareness. As you continue to meditate, you may begin to experience this expanded awareness that is beyond your individual self. You may find yourself going to another realm, right? When you experience this, this is helping you to foster something that is greater, a greater connection that is beyond yourself, a greater spiritual connection. Or you can sense your oneness with the supernatural. Allow yourself to experience that and to make it happen. It's important to note that meditation is a highly individual practice. And again, the experiences, the benefits is going to vary with each person. But the key is to approach meditation with an open mind and to be patient with yourself. Embrace the present moment that you are feeling. Embrace it with acceptance and non-judgment. And remember, it takes time and practice to cultivate a regular meditation habit. But the benefits that you experience in your mental, your emotional, and your spiritual health makes it worth all the while. All the while. Well, I pray that this has been a blessing to you. You can feel free to join and go into some other topics, the full depth of what we are talking about here in our Healing Hearts private podcast community. You have access to more resources for all from a biblical perspective. And so I want to encourage you to join the Healing Hearts private podcast community. Again, invest in some of the resources. There's a study guide, and there is also some scripture prayer cards that are available to assist you on your journey and to help you to apply biblical truths while you are experiencing your personal journey to healing and wholeness. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am your host, Shelby Frederick, also known as Lady Jules. We will catch you on our next episode. I pray that you have a blessed and a wonderful rest of your day. Bye-bye.